Colgate is under increasing pressure to stop manufacturing products such as its Total toothpaste that contain the chemical triclosan. That's an antibacterial, and it's been linked to cancer cell growth and disruptions in development in animals. Regulators haven't decided yet whether to ban it, but consumer groups are worried. Bob Moon of Bloomberg Radio is in the newsroom there. And Bob, triclosan, it's in everything from toothpaste to soap. You say some companies are phasing it out. Which ones?
Well, right now, the maker of Lysol and Clearasil has just finished discontinuing its use of triclosan in February. Others are in the process of doing away with it. For example, Avon Products says it still uses it in a handful of products, but it's been swapping it out as it can.
Well, the FDA has said many times there's not enough proof that it's not safe. But these activists who are pressuring Walmart and Target to stop selling products with triclosan seem to think there is. What are they saying? What are they citing?
Yeah, there's a group called Safer Chemicals, Healthy Families, which is one of those pushing for it to be banned. And they say that new scientific studies continue to emerge on a monthly basis that show that the chemical is hazardous at very low levels of exposure, that it can be a cancer causer. On the other hand, Colgate says there are more published peer-reviewed clinical studies of its Total toothpaste than of any other toothpaste in the world. And it says that it continues to believe that it's safe and is going to keep the chemical in the toothpaste.
Well, Bloomberg News looked at that approval process. What did you find?
Well, the FDA had withheld 35 pages of the application from view until a Freedom of Information Act request led to a lawsuit. And when the previously redacted pages were released this year, they included studies that showed fetal bone malformations in mice and rats. And with the insights from more recent studies, scientists told Bloomberg that the malformations might signal that triclosan is disrupting the endocrine system and throwing off hormonal functioning, and that could be a problem in infants growing into adulthood.
Well, meanwhile, those activists that you mentioned that are pressuring Walmart and Target, the retailers are going to have a meeting with suppliers next month. Is there a sense that those huge retailers, Walmart, Target, might stop carrying triclosan products?
Well, they could. Walmart has already announced plans to require vendors to phase out 10 chemicals, but it hasn't said yet what those additives are. We also talked to Target, and Target referred questions to its suppliers and said that it's committed to providing high-quality and safe products.
Well, meanwhile, some states are not waiting for the FDA. Minnesota, just this spring, passed a ban on products that contain triclosan, although it doesn't take effect till 2017. And it exempts products approved by the FDA. So it wouldn't exempt, for instance, Colgate's Total toothpaste. It seems like the ball is very much in the FDA's court.
Well, it may also be in the consumer's court, because we are hearing, anecdotally, of course, that as consumers start reading these stories, that they are just personally shifting away from things. We spoke to, for example, a woman in Knoxville, Tennessee, Angela Pollock. She's a 57-year-old sociology teacher, and she had just learned that Colgate Total contained triclosan, and she said she's going to switch to Crest Pro Health instead. And Procter & Gamble, the maker of Crest, has already said that its toothpaste is triclosan-free, and they're advertising it on the packages, 100% triclosan-free.
Well, a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study in 2003 tested the urine of a group of Americans and found 75% of them had triclosan in the urine. So it's maybe a lot more widespread than people thought. Bob Moon there in the Bloomberg Radio newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.